This is your perpetual recreation, which is the least eligible of any for a sedentary man, because instead of accelerating the motion of the fluids, the rigid attention it requires helps to retard the circulation and obstruct internal secretions. Wrapped in the speculations of this wretched game, you destroy your constitution. What can be expected from such a course of living but a body replete with a stagnant humors, ready to fall prey to all kinds of dangerous maladies? If I, the gout, did not occasionally bring you relief by agitating those humors and so purifying or dissipating them. If it was in some nook or alley in Paris, deprived of walks, that you played a while at chess after dinner, this might be excusable, but the same taste prevails with you in Passy, Hauteville, Montmartre, or Sannoy, places where there are the finest gardens and walks, a pure air, beautiful women, and most agreeable and instructive conversation, all which you might enjoy by frequenting the walks. But these are rejected for this abominable game of chess. Fie then, Mr. Franklin. But amidst my instruction, I had almost forgot to administer my wholesome corrections. So take that twinge, and that.
Oh, as much instruction as you please, Madam Gout, and as many reproaches. But pray, madam, a truce with your corrections.
No, sir, no. I will not abate a particle of what is so much for your good. Therefore...
Oh, it is not fair to say I take no exercise when I do, very often. Going out to dine and returning in my carriage...
That of all imaginable exercises is the most slight and insignificant. If you allude to the motion of a carriage suspended on springs, by observing the degree of heat obtained by different kinds of motion, we may form an estimate of the quantity of exercise given by each. Thus, for example, if you turn out to walk in winter with cold feet, in an hour's time you will be in a glow all over. Ride on horseback, the same effect will scarcely be perceived by 4 hours round trotting. But if you loll in a carriage such as you have mentioned, you may travel all day and gladly enter the last inn to warm your feet by a fire. Flatter yourself then no longer that half an hour's airing in your carriage deserves the name of exercise. Providence has appointed few to roll in carriages, while he has given to all a pair of legs which are machines infinitely more commodious and serviceable.